Welcome aboard the Wedding Empires podcast with yours truly, Jack Bowie, where we plunge into the depths of creativity, entrepreneurship, and the love-infused world of weddings. Each episode, we're going to unpack strategies, insights, and stories that empower you to craft the wedding business of your dreams. Welcome to the Wedding Empires podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to Wedding Empires. I'm your host, Jack Bowie, the CEO of The Wedding Academy. And with me today is a very great friend of mine and very much my right-hand woman in business, Mariana Gonzalez, who is the general manager of The Wedding Academy. Really nice to have you here, darling.
So excited to be here, finally.
I know. She's been waiting her turn. We're both also recovering from the same flu. We think we've just worked out we're in different states in Australia, but it turns out we've got the same flu, we think. So you've got us at our huskiest and is that the word? The husky sexy voice.
Yes.
But there might be the occasional cough and splutter. So anyway, but listen, what's been happening is Mariana, in her role as general manager of the Wedding Academy, is a big role. It's very much running the business from a day-to-day perspective and dealing with students. But also on the side, part of that role is managing the content for the Certificate in Wedding Business and Marketing course, which is a fabulous certificate course that we offer for anybody in any kind of wedding business who wants to, you know, better understand how to manage their business and market their business. Part of Mariana's role in that capacity is to keep the content up to date. And as I'm sure you all can imagine, the topic of business and marketing is always ever changing and ever evolving. So it's one of the courses that we really need to constantly update and keep our finger on the pulse. So Mariana and I offline have been having these conversations around what should be in the latest updates, TikTok, should it be this, that, and the other? And something that we're both pretty hot on at the moment is chat marketing and chat funnels and using chatbots, anything kind of related in that chat marketing space. That's really, really hot right now. And we strongly believe that it's something that wedding professionals should absolutely be understanding and utilizing. So Mariana, I know you're really passionate about this too and have been doing lots of research, in that space. So I guess let's kick it off by sort of talking about which kinds of wedding businesses do you reckon could effectively utilize chat marketing?
Absolutely. So I actually think this is a great topic because I believe that every wedding professional can be using chat marketing, right? You can use from a florist to a photographer. There's different services, but the system can be used for any of them, and mm-hmm. marketing in general can be used for any of these wedding businesses. So you can set up FAQs, build different client journeys, or maybe welcome your clients or leads automatically through chat marketing. And that doesn't really matter if you're a wedding planner or a florist or a stylist. So I think it just can fit very, very neat and many needs, and also can have many uses.
Yeah, and I think it's if you do it really well and really intuitively, it can be a really incredible customer experience, well and truly more impressive than getting, an automated email series and whatnot, to have somebody addressing you by name, asking you questions, giving you conditional responses. There's so much out there that we can do in this space. And I know, like, you and I are just kind of dipping our toes into it. I've mentioned on previous episodes, Jenna Kutcher, who is somebody who I follow and I love her podcast. She is massive on chat bot funnels and does it really, really well. But it can be as simple as somebody, setting an appointment, for example, going on a website, having that live chat pop up, maybe live chat's not there and there's an automation of some sort, asking you and helping you and holding your hand through booking a consultation. It can be that simple, right? Or it could be looking up your FAQs. Tell me about how that kind of works. I know that we've played with that.
Absolutely. So we have many benefits that we can actually take advantage of. Not only if you have a website, but even if you even only have social media, you can still benefit from chat marketing. I think it's the first connection that you'll have with that lead, because that lead will be the one that will receive this message, welcome message from that chatbot. So I think the secret here is to be really conscious of who your lead are, who your lead is, and who's your client, right? You have to think like them in order to set them up the right way. So first of all, in terms of benefits, I think you'll be connecting first time and real time with these leads, not even if you're not online, because this is going to be doing it for you, right? That's a great thing. And that's I remember we talked many times about onboarding clients on our sleep, even getting paid on our sleep. That's the main goal for every business, right? So imagine having the chance to interact with those leads when you're sleeping, when your chat supports, if you have a VA or if you have a customer support that is not available, the fact that of receiving those emails and those messages on a website is around the clock support, which is great. You'll be able to save money as well, because you'll be able to dedicate this customer support time for this probably a bit more complex questions that you might have that are really customized for those leads, and they're really specific, and the chatbot bot might not have access to that yet. We have to make sure that we train the chatbot frequently, so they make sure that they have access to the latest products that you have or services that you have to offer. If there is any promotions, you have to keep teaching that bot to have access to those answers, right? And you can program them to offer more personalized recommendations for the customer needs, depending on what they're doing on their website, right? So if you're clicking on specific products or specific services, the chatbot might be able to catch that information and provide product recommendations from the behavior on the website, right?
Yeah, it's incredible how intuitive and also some of these platforms are allowing you to integrate AI so well. There's a platform that we're playing with at the moment with a view to rolling it out at Wedding Academy, and I thought it was so incredible that I could give it specific pages for it to learn the content. So conversationally, it could, you could say something like, "How much is the certificate in wedding business and marketing?" And, conversationally from it researching that page for that course, it's been able to, spit out, "Oh, well, it's $697 US dollars, blah, blah, blah." And we recently changed pricing in our courses, and I was able to give that URL again to say sort of relearn or resync that information and update it to the latest information. So it's quite incredible. And so many of the platforms now are offering that ability. So I want to know kind of like, what are the downsides of using it? I'm sure you, Mariana, have experienced being, frustrated and having a conversation with a chat box, and you're there going, "Operator, operator,
Yeah.
I've had enough.
Absolutely.
My answer is not there. Something else." It's so easy to do it so badly, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, as you said, I'm sure that everyone listening today probably had a bad experience with a chatbot. And that's why us as business owners might not want to use it, right? Because you know that as a customer, you had a really bad experience. So you don't want to replicate that on your business. But let me tell you something. I don't think this is a chatbot fault, but it's the way it's built, right? We need to always think like we're the customers of our own business and plan the automation on all the possible questions that they might have, all the possible client journeys that might show up on the, well, depending on the services that you offer or the questions that they might have. So I noticed that some of us find a tool and then they plan it instead of the other way around. So I think that the con is not being able to feed the chatbot the right way, because there's so many possible journeys that's really hard to navigate all the possibilities, right? So
Yep.
I think we need to first plan the possible journeys. Just grab a piece of paper or use on your laptop, whatever it is, but not directly on that tool, and be able to show all the possible journeys and all the possible FAQs that your client might have. I think it's a good opportunity to ask a friend, go to visit your website, see what possible questions they might have,
Yep.
and then personalization, it's another issue that people might feel like they're not talking to a person, a human being. So they want to make sure that someone is whole in their hand. And I think those issues might be able to be solved with a good build up, right? We want to
Yeah.
make sure we do it the right way. And once we do it the right way, it's just basically feeding the changes that we have in our business, new products, new services, new promotions. And the basis is gonna always be there. There's not gonna be massive changes. So I think we just basically need to make sure we're building the right foundations to feed the chatbot the right way.
So I think that's really good advice. Map it out literally on a piece of paper with a pencil or a pen and map out the journey of that conversation and where that conversation, the different directions that that conversation could head in. With that in mind, could you give me just a rough little idea on how we could possibly, like say it's a wedding planner, how a wedding planner could implement a chat marketing strategy on their website in order to turn a lead into a sale. Like what's an easy flow for something like that?
I think there are several systems that we can set up to improve first the engagement rate that will translate into sales. I think especially in the wedding industry, this is not an impulse buy, right? So we need to nurture the leads, and we do need to improve first the engagement rate to be able to finish and actually translating it into a sale, right? So I think we do that with a better client experience from day one, from the day that they show up on your website or social media channel. We want to make sure that they understand what you offer. If your offer is clear, you set up the right expectations, and you engage with them in a way that they feel heard. That's usually what it lacks in terms of chatbots. You don't feel heard because you just ask the question and you just simply have the same answer over and over again every time that you ask. So they want to make sure that they have that personalization, but also giving them a little bit of I'm holding your hand and I'm helping you with your question. So I think the first thing is understand the client experience as a client, try to put yourself in their shoes and trying to see what their needs are. You also can use the chatbot to offer different promotions or discounts, or sometimes I've seen engagement. I don't know if you've seen it in the past, but you have a post where they say, type wedding, and I'll give you my checklist of these 10 possible ways you can plan your wedding, right? So that's a chatbot, right? That's actually chat marketing that it's set up in the back end where you can post that, and that keyword translates into or triggers an automation, a chat automation that can be used as well as chat marketing. It's not only about Q&As on your website, but it can be a little bit more complex if we have the opportunity to build it up. So that you deliver that freebie, and then you might ask drip, you can send drip messages with multiple choice questions or a poll, or would you prefer we a wedding in winter or in summer, and that would trigger two possible client journeys. So that needs to be mapped out as well, right? It's not just jumping in the website and AI does everything, which is not happening yet. But it's good to put yourself in the clients choose and say, okay, I want a wedding in winter, and you as a wedding owner, you can first tag them as a specific client, right? You'll know what their needs are and likes and dislikes, and start nurturing from there, right?
Yes,
So I
definitely.
think client engagement is one of them, promotions is one of them, triggering with these polls and questionnaires. And well, you can have reminders if you have a cart on your website, right? If you're able to connect your website with your social media channels, you can even get card abandonment reminders on social media, even if I visited your website, which sounds insane, but doing it the right way has so many good benefits. I get way too excited about it.
If you're in the business of making dreams come true, listen up because the Wedding Academy is your ticket to success. Running a wedding business isn't always a walk down the aisle. It takes skill, savvy, and a whole lot of know-how. That's where the Wedding Academy swoops in to save the day. Imagine easy to follow certificate courses taught by industry pros covering everything from wedding styling to floral design to even marketing and business for any kind of wedding business. All Wedding Academy courses are 100% online, self-paced, and come with ongoing training and support to keep you up to date. And here's the cherry on top. I've wrangled up an exclusive deal. Just punch in the code PODCAST when you enroll and bam, you'll score a sweet 5% off any course. Ready to take your wedding business to the next level? Then head on over to the Wedding Academy today at weddingacademyglobal.com. Don't forget to plug in that code PODCAST to check out with your special discount.
We touched on this with Kylie's episode, actually, where we were going through quiz funnels and how you can kind of, obviously you can segment people off the results of their quiz, but then you can also kickstart these conversations as well and take them onto Instagram or, you know, and I think something that, you know, we forget to mention is that once you have a conversation with someone on that platform, you can then send ads to them as well as a messenger campaign, you know, and you can't do that until that conversation has been initiated. So for you to, you know, do that Instagram post and say, DM me the word trend report and I'll send it to you. And that starts that conversation. Well, you know, not only have you captured that person and given them the trend report, but you've also opened up the ability to send campaigns to people who are interested in the trend report, for example. So it's, you know, super clever when all this stuff starts talking to each other, whether it goes from a quiz to Instagram or whatever. There's another platform that we've been playing with, a CRM, where similar to sort of ActiveCampaign, I guess, in that you can map out a whole funnel for people that do start off with a free download. And one of those steps can be to actually DM them on Instagram, which, you know, it's so incredible where this stuff is going now that, you know, as part of an automation, you know, if Mariana downloads the trend report, I can later Instagram DM her. Like, incredible. It's so crazy. Let's talk a little bit about ManyChat. I know that that's a platform that you've been playing with. Would that be kind of like your tool of choice at the moment when it comes to chat marketing?
I think ManyChat is great. It has so many options and so many possible ways to trigger an automation right now that, as you said, connecting it with a CRM system, being able to message them on Instagram, but also send them a WhatsApp message and an email. I don't think we were able to do this ever if it was manually. We do not have the time to do that manually. So I think I do have a few favorite tools that I can share if you want to.
Tell me. Yes, of course.
So I've been working quite a bit with ManyChat as well, but I, as I said, I want to take it as a our journey of building up the whole chat marketing. And first, I think we need to work on the plan and work on all the possible steps or all the possible journeys that a client might have based on their behaviors, right? And I have a tool that I found for that. It's called Lucid Chart, and this is basically Lucid Chart, which is basically a tool to plan out different customer journeys. You have like different steps, you can branch out, and I think that's a great way to have the scope of work first. You know that it's not one possible journey, so if things starts to branch out, possibilities might be endless, so it can get a little scary, and it's good to make sure we understand the scope of work to set it up. Then we have, I have here a few write down because I remember that I've been trying to play with all of them if I can. We use on a website live chat, and I think that's a great tool for us to support our website visitors to make sure that we get all the questions answered. Not only website questions that might be easily answered on a FAQ, but also ticketing service or making sure that we do the follow-up afterwards. We do have a chat bot aspect to it, and we also can have, like we do currently for the Wedding Academy, someone that is in charge of handling the most complex questions, which is a little bit of both that we need to have.
And just for the listeners too, when you say live chat, it's actually live chat is the name of the software as well. So
True.
it's not just a generic, it's actually the brand. I think is it Live Chat Inc., I think is
I
the website. Anyway, it's actually called Live Chat. But yeah, we use that currently. If you want to have a look at it, how we use it at our website, weddingacademyglobal.com. We use it for live chat, but we also use it for when we're not there, people can leave a message. We also create, as Mariana said, help desk tickets that get followed up if nobody's been able to attend. And that works really, really well for us. And there's lots of different add-ons with that one where you can add knowledge base, you can add FAQs, some sort of AI automations, all those sorts of things as well. So that's a really good one. It's not the cheapest one out there. I know that there's some other ones that are less expensive, but that one we particularly like at the moment.
Yes.
So Mariana, I'd like to know too, like what are you thinking people need to know about in terms of like updating the course? What kind of additional insights and information are you planning to write about when it comes to chat marketing?
Yes. So I've been working hard, especially on chat marketing. And I've been updating some of the aspects of some lessons and creating some new ones as well for the certificate in wedding business and marketing. So I found that chat marketing is one of the hot marketing trends, I'd say, right? So we definitely have to have all this information. I have some tool suggestions. I have more. I want to make sure that all our Wedding Academy students understand that can be, like we said, connect different tools and not only leave chat marketing as a whole thing there in one corner or a business, but also be able to integrate chat marketing into other aspects of digital marketing for our wedding business. So make sure that we can automate CRM systems, email marketing platforms. We can, like we said, social media. So I have a lot of information about that and how to integrate them. And I also added one that we haven't discussed yet, which is WhatsApp business. And we do use it for the Wedding Academy. And I found that it's growing quite a bit in terms of features, and we can explore more options on how to integrate this chat marketing with WhatsApp business for easy messaging between email marketing and WhatsApp. You can also upload and create drip sequences within WhatsApp, which is something kind of newish for WhatsApp, and it's really exciting now, all these new features that are coming up.
So let's chat a bit about WhatsApp. I'm really passionate about using WhatsApp in a wedding business. I think that couples find that a really nice way to hear from you. I feel like it's not as imposing as a phone call or a text for some reason. It feels forgivable when you get something on WhatsApp. So maybe talk us through how at its most basic level, how could a wedding business utilize WhatsApp, especially when like dealing with leads?
So most of the wedding businesses will be service-based. So it's a little bit more, it's different from a product-based business, right? Where you can add your catalog, you can still add it for your services, but it might not look the same way because people won't be buying a wedding planning service from your WhatsApp, right? It's a good way to display the services you have, but mostly to segment, do some segmentation within WhatsApp, which is something that has been recently updated. You can also build different customer journeys and provide drip sequences and multiple choice. I've noticed, like, I don't know if you've seen it recently, but I'm contacting an insurance and I literally got a chatbot from WhatsApp, which was fantastic. It just answered the question that I had and I didn't know that a bot could answer. And these drip sequences with different journeys based on multiple choice options, which are fantastic. I know that they might take quite a bit of time to set them up, but as soon as you do, you just need to update them, like we said. So I think WhatsApp business is growing quite a bit. We just need to make sure it's WhatsApp business, which is the one that has all these features, right?
Yeah. Now, another thing that the guys at home can investigate, we use that on the front end of our business at Wedding Academy. On every sales page, I believe, you can do a QR code and start a conversation with our team on WhatsApp. And it's actually linked to that live chat software that we're using, so the brand live chat. There's an add-on that you can get where one of the channels, as you will, that'll come into the inbox. So live chat's a channel, email's a channel, WhatsApp is also a channel. So no matter whether it's Mariana, Elizabeth, or myself manning the live chat at that moment in time, is someone sending us a message from any of those platforms, they're all coming into the one centralized inbox, which is super helpful for, you know, turning it off, rostering, someone's on different hours or whatever. It doesn't matter sort of where people are messaging from, they're all coming back into the same place.
And we also have connected to our email marketing platform.
Yes.
So that allows us to follow up with them and nurture them, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's one little integration that, you know, could get you guys thinking about how you could possibly use those things in conjunction. And of course, if you do it that way, then, you know, if that conversation's missed, you can also assign a ticket from that WhatsApp chat and things like that and use those additional features that you may not have just having WhatsApp on your phone. Something great that I love about using ActiveCampaign together with WhatsApp, and this is, again, something that we've used with a lot of success, is when there's been leads that have come through into ActiveCampaign, you can actually, if you've got the ActiveCampaign app on your phone, you can actually press a button and send a message to that lead on WhatsApp straight away from inside the app. So that's another cool thing to just sort of make that initial contact and introduce yourself. WhatsApp might be, you might find that you might get a better response than as opposed to sending an email or an automated email or something.
Absolutely.
So, I guess, have you got any examples that come to mind where you've seen it done really well?
I could say, well, as I mentioned, this insurance message to me on WhatsApp, I could not believe that I got the answer that I was actually looking for. I thought I had to talk to someone and the bot literally answered. So I think we just need to focus, as I said, and I won't get tired of repeating this. We need to plan it out the right way so people can actually end up with the answer they're looking for. I noticed that. I also noticed a lot, I recently helped another business to set up their chat marketing as well, and the engagement rates of, even if it's a chat marketing tool that can be used on Instagram only, the leads are more engaged on Instagram And for that same reason, they're also more engaged in other channels because now they're looking forward to your content. They know what to expect and when to expect it and the kind of content that you'll be sharing. So I noticed that if you're engaging them on Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp, they're more prone to get access also to your website, to your blog, to your emails. So it's not only about the chat aspect, but also will help you grow the other aspects of your marketing as well. So I think that's the best example I can give, right?
Yeah, great. Okay, so what are some actionable steps that wedding professionals can take today to just start using chat marketing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, as I said, get a piece of paper, start planning out all the customer journeys that it might happen. I think you also need to, if you don't have yet, make sure that you first use a conversational tone. I think it's really important to keep those messages approachable and friendly. Make sure you use words and phrases that resonate with your audience. You can the personalization part of the messages are really important as well, because we want to make our leads feel like we are there. They kind of sound like us, and yeah, we use the same tone and we use the same wording. Don't be scared of using emojis or GIFs, because it's really easy for people to understand on a more approachable way, as I mentioned. So I think get started with a plan. You don't really have to look for the right tool yet until you have the right, you identify the needs from your leads, and you also identify the kind of questions they might ask you to have everything ready before you start with the tool, because you don't really have to pay for any memberships until you have that ready. Seeing a tool, like, yeah, I noticed as a ManyChat user, I went in without having my plan, and I was like, wow, and I can do this and I can do that, and I didn't even think of this. So now I want to use it and see how that works. And I feel like I have this shiny object syndrome. So I want to use everything, and now my plan is gone and I have so many ideas and I don't know how to get started with it, right? So I think, yeah, I did not approach the whole thing in the right order. So I want you to.
Yeah, yeah. I think start small. Think about, you know, what are the common questions that people, or what are the common points of information that people are coming to your website for? Is it to ask if you're available on a particular date? Is it to book a consultation? Is it about price? You know, start there, start small, find yourself a platform, and then you can add more of the bells and whistles as and when you feel comfortable. But go slow, you know, work with the integrations with the software that you already have. Try and step by step get those platforms talking to each other and segmenting and getting more information on your leads and more visibility on your leads.
Absolutely. Another important thing is the call to actions, right? Because we don't want to answer a question and then, okay, bye, right? We want to make sure that we use actionable language to make sure that we prompt them to the next step. So we want to be able to provide that direction of, I'm giving you the answer, but why don't you check this out and you get more information about it? And that has a call to action on how to download a freebie or to get a quote, right? So I think that's really important as well. And sometimes we forget because we go straight to the point where I answer the question and that's it. That's all I have to do. But we need to translate that engagement into sales. So we have to actually prompt them to buy, right?
Yeah. And as you said, we need to think past, you've asked for a freebie, here's your freebie, goodbye. Like it's
Where's that cute little follow-up message the next day? What did you think of the trend report? You know, continuing that conversation and thinking about it in that aspect, that it's a long-term conversation. It's not just that first interaction. Oh, Mariana, I'm so excited to see this new content come into the course. So if you'd like to find out more about this certificate, it's called the Certificate in Wedding Business and Marketing. It's for any kind of wedding business. So you can be a celebrant, florist, a cake maker, a planner, a stylist. It doesn't matter. It's all about building and growing your business and marketing your business and keeping you up to date with the latest tools. And that is something that both Mariana and I are particularly passionate about, but in particular, this woman here, she doesn't sleep. She like listens to podcasts and is constantly got her finger on the pulse in terms of the latest tools. So just this little session on chat marketing is such an eye-opener, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more exciting updates coming to the course soon. So for more information on that, head to weddingacademyglobal.com. And as with any of these episodes, if you'd like to tune in live, the best way to do that is to join Pro Wedding Empires Pro. You can start your free 7-day trial at pro.weddingempires.com. Get in there, catch next week's episode for free and get a taster. You can sit here with us live on video, actually ask questions throughout the episode and we will answer. And then you'll get to see the full versions on replay as well. So thanks, Mariana, for joining me. I'm sure we'll be back doing this again on season 2, and I'm sure it's going to be all around other exciting things that you're putting into place for that course. So super excited.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, darling. I'll see you. This episode of Wedding Empires is brought to you by The Wedding Academy, where you can start and grow your wedding business. We offer certificate courses, group coaching programs, and a whole heap of templates and worksheets and things to help you get started and grow your wedding business. For more information, visit weddingacademyglobal.com. And don't forget to use your 5% discount code PODCAST when checking out.